And we finish up our special edition of All About the House today for the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust with, well, I called him the grand old man of the land trust, and I hope he doesn't mind me calling him that, because he is certainly the leader there as far as, well, some great properties that he's donated. Howard Clifford is with us, the founding member and past president of the land trust, and, of course, with Cliffland and Blueberry Mountain being one of the centerpieces of the land trust. Howard, welcome back to Lake 88. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
So, Howard, you know, as founder of the Land Trust, it really was you, I think, that got things going. Fill us in a little bit on how you decided to put your particular properties in protective care with the Land Trust.
Well, I have a background in social work, and so I've worked a lot with mental health and with children. And when I heard about the possibility of this local land trust in this beautiful area, I couldn't help but say, you know, I've got to get involved with this, because we're seeing that children are spending less time outdoors than even prisoners get outdoors, and that you see the disappearance of beautiful forests. And I feel that almost each time you see some of these properties disappear, you lose part of your own soul. And so we just wanted to have these places where children and adults could experience it, and the pleasures and the benefits that you get from it, so that they'll become ambassadors for nature as well.
Now, you've got a conservation agreement with Cliffland, and that's with the Land Trust and Blueberry Mountain. Just for people who have never been there before, just describe the size of the property and the very unique features of Blueberry Mountain.
Well, we have 1,250 acres that's being preserved, but there's also forests surrounding it. So one of the wonderful things about this is, I think it was Ed that mentioned it, or maybe it was Michael, that we do have wolves and moose, and that requires more land than what you can ordinarily find if you fragment the forest. And so we have almost every kind of habitat you want. We have the highest ridge, that's Blueberry Mountain in Lanark County. We have ponds and wetlands and different types of forests. So it's really a pleasure when people come out.
And you have not just a couple of people that show up every year. You have close to 2,000 visitors a year, some of them coming to see orchids, some of them coming to see different areas. And you've also put on a number of walks through your lands as well, Howard.
Yes, we do. In fact, one of the things that's, which is in one way it's a sad thing, but another way it's turned out to be a disguised blessing, is the COVID. The enthusiasm that people have experienced once they found that we could be open again, and the discovering how much they miss nature. And so people just welcome to come anytime. We do have guided walks. We do have annual walks as well. And lots of people who are very experienced in the wilderness will come with their groups as well. So it just seems to me that you can't find anything that I could think of as a legacy that people can be part of this and pass it on to future generations.
And, of course, you know, your work with children, Howard, certainly is key when you think of about how our great-grandchildren, our great-great-great-grandchildren can also enjoy this years after years. I guess that was one of the key reasons why you decided to make the donation to the Land Trust of your lands.
Yes, that's true. And I came to believe, and I still believe with all my heart, that the greatest thing we can do is prevention, because if we act now to preserve as much of this wilderness area as possible, I can't think of anything that's more of a preventative service, because once you lose it, it's gone, and it just continues to grow in value. I can't think of any kind of donation a person can make that is not only helpful right now and gives you joy and happiness, but that it just continues to grow in value. For example, one of the great things about a land trust is almost, I would say, the majority, you know, even of adults, have never really seen old growth because it's never allowed to get even to middle age, and it's logged and so forth. But just try to imagine what it's like to go into an old grove setting and you feel the healing power and the majesty of it that's so different than ones that lack this kind of opportunity. And just think, imagine 75 years from now to 100 years from now, have all these lands that are really old growth and close to Ottawa, and that people can go in. I can't think of anything that I could contribute to that would give more satisfaction and more ongoing benefit.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know you've got other lands that you're looking at as well that people are donating. And, of course, the funds help you with the legal work with that. And I know it's been curtailed, as we talked earlier in the show, because of COVID-19. But that's why it's important to make a donation today. And we want to thank you so much, Howard. We could go on, as we have many times here, with the beauty of Cliffland and also Blueberry Mountain. But we really want to appreciate telling us how much it means to you to have that land trust going on. And as a founding member, on behalf of everyone, the community, thank you for helping that become a reality.
Oh, and just one thing, I just got a little sign here that said we've already raised $3,500 as a result of this hour that we've been spending with you.
Well, that's great to hear. Howard, unfortunately, I got to cut this short, but thank you so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it, and keep up the great work at the Blueberry Mountain area.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Howard Clifford, founding member and past president of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. As you've heard, very important to those people and so many folks who enjoy that. If you'd like to donate and support the cause, you can certainly give them a call at 613-253-2722. 253-2722. And of course, your donations are tax deductible. You do get a receipt. Again, online, you can go to their website at mmlt.ca or click on the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust link on our website at lake88.ca, rather. That does our special fundraiser today, but as we said, the fundraiser phone lines will continue on until 6 tonight if you want to make a donation. We've got the news coming up next in just a moment with Mark Shaw on Lake 88.1.